Some say Sioux Falls is embarking on a renaissance as it opens significant new downtown buildings, including its new concert hall. Augustana College art professor Steve Thomas says it's only fitting that Michelangelo's replica statue of David is at the center of one of the controversies.
This was one of the most, if not the most, important artists of the Renaissance. And so to have that piece in Sioux Falls at a time in its history when the city has unveiled its pavilion for the arts, and wow, it's just great that the thing is laying down here on the trailer, that we get to talk about where it's going to go, that we ask the questions why.
David and a replica statue of Michelangelo's Moses were donated jointly to the city and Augustana College in 1971 by inventor Thomas Fawick. Augustana has Moses on campus, and for years, David stood in a park named for the donor. 2 years ago, the 18-foot David was removed from the park for an environmental cleanup and has been in storage ever since. David is in a secret storage spot known only as a Parks Department garage. It lays on its back on a flatbed trailer. Augustana professor Steve Thomas was chairman of the committee charged with finding a permanent home for David. The committee's recommendation to place David at the new Performing Arts Center was rejected by the city council as a result of public opposition. In fact, despite numerous suggestions as to other places David could go, there were always objections. And so David will return to the refurbished Fawick Park, its original home. Thomas says the mistake the city is making is saying placement of public art is permanent.
We're always moving things around in our homes, and I think that the city of Sioux Falls needs to move these things around too, so that we can keep seeing them and keep communicating with one another about them. And that's the issue of David.
But it's not just David that has the people of Sioux Falls talking about statue placement. A local woman commissioned a carving of a buffalo to place at the falls of the Big Sioux River, Sioux Falls' namesake. Again, city leaders couldn't agree as to where the buffalo, named Monarch of the Plains, would reside at Falls Park. The Visual Arts Center director, Shirley Sneevy, says the quality of the pieces matters as the city obtains more works of art.
Apparently in this town it doesn't matter what the sculpture is, it's going to be controversial, which is great. I think it's wonderful that the situation with David and the buffalo recently have gotten so many people involved in talking about this and thinking about it, because I think that is one of the roles of the visual arts, is to get people to think.
Sneevy says there needs to be a clear process for public art placement. A new sculpture garden is empty as Sneevy works to bring artists in to create in public. Augustana College professor Steve Thomas says the recent controversies tell a lot about the history of the residents.
Learning to appreciate the visual arts and to have them become integrated is something that happens slowly. The people in this part of the country are by and large raised by Depression people, and so what's happened is that there has been this slow kind of awakening.
Thomas points to churches as an example of how art is an accepted and necessary part of the larger function of a building. He stands outside St. Mary's Catholic Church. A statue of Mary holding the Christ child is displayed beneath the bell tower and in the midst of a mosaic-tiled pond. He says churches see art as an event rather than an object. He says we're able to feel and see the emotions of stories that otherwise are simply words.
If we want to look at art as something that is just a frill or something that is, a decoration, we might have a kind of a propensity to not take it as seriously as those who know that art has the ability to change the world, not only for our children, you know, but for each of us every day. When we walk past St. Mary's by this pond, in the midst of this architecture and the bells and the sculpture I mean, it can feel pretty nice around here.
Thomas says Sioux Falls Mayor Gary Hansen needs to keep the art debate going. Thomas wants an advisory panel of professional artists created to advise the city on art placement. He says it's the first step toward more public art in Sioux Falls.
I mean, we aren't going to build a building without an architect. We aren't going to build a swimming pool without an engineer. We aren't going to go to court without a without a good attorney. And there's no reason to think that we should place the Statue of David without a group of professional artists. I think that that just stands to reason. But you see, you have to come into a mindset as a city where you acknowledge the fact that the arts are more than personal taste, but rather they are a professional consideration.
Thomas and Visual Arts Center Director Shirley Sneeby point to a South Dakota law requiring a certain percentage of new construction costs goes toward public art. It could be landscaping, pictures in the lobby, or statues. Sneeby says the city should be more progressive when it comes to public art. She says the visual arts are the best tourism attractions the city could have. The debate over David isn't finished. Discussion of which way the giant statue of a man wearing only a smile should point has only begun.